Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva phase of our lives. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, but we're glad to be back tonight. We're going to be talking about the last couple weeks of the show and what's been going on. And so before we do that, I just want to tell you, you can find us on Facebook at Diva Days. We can also be found on Twitter at Diva Days of Our Lives, and we do have a blog at www.blogstop.com. And we're also on iTunes. I think I have one of my co-hosts. Hello? Is this Jamie? Hello? We might be having a little technical difficulty. Hello? Anyone there? Looks like we're having a bit of a problem tonight. Let me know in the can you girls in the chat room tell me if you can hear me? Because it looks like my dashboard, it says that I'm on air, but I'm not hearing too much. And someone was just on the line. Was that you, Jamie? Okay, I'm going to try again. Hello? Hello, 713? Hello? Hello? Okay, looks like we're having some problems tonight. So I don't know if we'll be able to do the show. Well, maybe I'll just talk a little bit about what's been going on. Okay, that was Anna was trying to call in, so we must be having some trouble.
Hold
on.
Hello.
Anna. Oh, finally.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Jamie with Tevin. I'm thinking, I see you calling in, and Jamie said her call was dropped a couple of times. She was having trouble getting
in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I was.
So blog talk must be wonky tonight.
Yeah, could you hear me? Could you hear me talking?
Uh-huh.
It says
that
I'm on air. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're on air.
All right. Yeah, okay, good. Because I was just going to start talking about things because I didn't think anybody could call in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah,
so
I'm just going to stay for a minute, but just
for a little
call
bit.
And say
hi.
Yeah. So.
And you're recovering nicely, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been gone for a little bit, and that's good. Okay,
yeah,
you sound good.
So,
well, that's good. It's nice to have you back. So.
Well, thanks. Nice to be back.
Yeah.
So,
and we've been gone a couple of weeks. We haven't done it for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Looks
some interesting. Is Jamie coming back? Or you got Jamie on?
Please? I'm going to tell. If Jamie's in the chat room, I'm going to have her try. I don't know if she's going to. She said she's going to try. Angela was supposed to call in.
Okay.
She hasn't called in yet, so maybe I
can
even just go 15 minutes or 10 or 15 minutes. If no one calls in, we can call tonight. Yeah.
Sure.
I didn't know, did you have a, I know you probably didn't have a chance to
see
any of the show.
I didn't get to see a lot of, I got to see a little bit of the show this week. I saw some of the Chabby scenes. Those were cute. I like those two together.
Oh, yeah. But the little Abigail, you say little Abigail's a little slut? I don't know.
Boy,
that's what my chat called her.
Something else.
She isn't, isn't she?
She must be taking after Julie.
I don't know, because you know you're with Ben, and all of a sudden, she jumps in the sack with Chad, and then she doesn't want to be with Chad, and then she goes back to Ben, and I guess Chad called her out on it, but you know, Chad really, you know, has feelings because
see
Abigail. Abigail came to break up with him. Of course, being you know tough to marry.
Saw the look on his face when he overheard her tell Ben that she loved him. He just looked crestfallen.
I guess it's Stefano kind of pushing him to Abigail. And I don't. Maybe I missed something along the viewing. But is there? I'm trying to figure out why Stefano wants him with Abigail.
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know. Is it because
he's
a whore?
Is it because he really cares about her, because he knows Chad loves her, or is he usually he's not that selfless? There's usually some ulterior motive.
Right.
So
only if it's to hook up a Demira and a Hort, and they did a Demira and a Brady. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That because I don't see any
maybe
connection there with Abby and the Demiras and or Jennifer and. So that's the only thing. And how about Kate? Did you catch any of your
I saw a little bit of Kate. I didn't get to see the big reveal when she spilled the beans and all. I haven't seen that yet, but I saw a little bit. I saw some scenes with her and Clyde, and I'm trying to think. I'm trying to remember what else I saw.
You saw when she spilled the
beans
on Lucas and Adrian?
I haven't seen that yet. So.
That was like typical. That was classic Kate. You know, innocently. Oh, I thought everyone knew by now.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, because they wanted to come in and like as a couple and kind of announce it themselves, but then she kind of like just dropped the bomb on everybody.
No.
And of course, Marlena didn't know, and Hope didn't know, and
geez.
Hope shook her head. Like Kate looked at Hope like you didn't know, and Hope's like shaking her head. No, I didn't know.
That was
good.
That's
of course,
funny.
Lucas and Adrian are kind of cute, and then there were scenes with Justin
they
and
are.
Adrian.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I really like Adrian and Lucas together. And of course, anytime we can see Brian on screen is always a nice thing. I'm glad that they have the story. It's really been just of what I've seen of it. I've heard a lot, but I haven't seen as much. But it sounds like people are. I mean, a lot of people are enjoying it, you know, which is nice because Brian is so good. I just love him to death, and Judy's sweet too.
Someone in the chat room said Kathy. Kathy, what's it? She's a new one. Kathy Tatum? Yeah, Kathy Tatum. She said Stefano has an agenda with Chad and Abby, but they don't know what it is.
Okay.
She doesn't know what it is. Yeah. So.
Because I remember, when she was with EJ, there was that whole thing going on too. So I don't know, but she's definitely making the rounds in Salem, as we say. That's for sure. But I think, Billy Flynn's really adorable. Oh, my gosh. He's cute.
Who's that?
Billy Flynn.
Oh, Billy Flynn. Yeah, there's something
he's
kind of odd looking, different looking. Is it the eyes?
It's weird because he doesn't, in my opinion, he doesn't have the classic, what you would say as, just like poster boy, like teen idol kind of look. But there's something about him. He's a very talented actor. He's got great instincts, it seems like. And there's just something about him that, it's like you can have a lot of people that are just like the best looking, hottest people on earth, and they don't have that it factor. And he has something. He has something really special, I think. So I enjoy him. And then, of course, there was a lot of news with A. Martinez this week, too. That was interesting.
Oh, yes. I actually got a tweet back from him. It was kind of exciting. He had, I think it was Land of Cause or Kay or Lauren Coslow tweeted a picture of her and him.
Uh-huh.
Lauren
did.
So I put on there, I said, this is interesting. It could be even more interesting if there was a triangle with, you know, and I added Theo's name on Twitter. And then A. Martinez tweeted back to me. He says, I hope you're going to enjoy it, Marianne.
I thought
that was cool. Yeah. And also speaking of Twitter, Theo has been tweeting a lot, been teasing us with every different thing. Because
he's such a tease.
Yeah, he said one of the things was he loved his scenes with Deidre Hall today, and he said the next day he is my fave, Sammy. He says, thank goodness for all the scripts coming my way, Demira's way, Daddy's next week, and he had his first scenes with Stefano. And he says, oh, Daddy was in store for us. The dynasty continues. He also tweeted about working with Billy Flynn. He said that the wonderful writers gave him a great entrance, and the Demira son disturbed the peace once again. So
he's been working,
he's coming on Twitter and tweeting little teases to everyone.
Oh, good.
So we're having fun with that.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if it's Kenneth.
Hey,
okay. Hello.
Hello, babies. How are you doing?
Hello.
Good.
Oh, my God. It's been so long. I was like, oh, my God. Where are my girls at, honey? I'm just telling you, honey. This boy's been riding solo for
a Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh. But you know what? We're back, bitches.
Yes, we're waiting for the 50th, so.
You
in
know
August.
What?
I can't wait till
what
August.
What do you guys think about all these all the casting guys? It's absolutely wonderful. A. Martinez,
uh-huh.
Are you kidding? There was a picture out with him and Rave are fighting. I'm like, oh my goodness, is that? So I'm wondering if he was an abusive father or something, or if he's coming on as their father. Is that correct?
I'd probably Rafe's father is what I'm thinking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was very, very heated. There were some pictures that was out on Twitter with them fighting. I'm like, oh, that's neat.
I must have missed that.
Yes, yeah. I'll have to find them and see if I can somehow... put my girls in
but
there.
I'm just kind of waiting for the summertime to go and for August and the new stories to kick in.
When
Serena
comes
back.
That's
another thing we're talking about. The stinking elephant is still like clogging along here.
I started tuning out because I just couldn't. I mean, I've been recording a lot of it, but then I was so sickened by that whole storyline. It was just ridiculous.
That damn elephant again. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. But I think Eric's catching on now. You know, he's catching on because he found the photo with Xander and Serena together. Yeah. And now Xander's getting nasty with, I guess that's next week, with Nicole. So I'm thinking probably Eric's going to come to her rescue maybe. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to. I don't know. I don't know where they're going with Daniel and Nicole or Daniel and Eric, Daniel and Jennifer. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just know the Paige JJ thing is Scott. I mean, it's like I'm getting tired of that.
I'm just
Paige
like
getting
the
nasty.
Wicked witch.
She's cutting
I'm
her
just like the Wicked Witch of the West. Somebody always comes and saves that girl.
I'm hoping that the Cassadines bring the Ice Princess over to Salem and hover this dark cloud over certain parts of the town and then drop it on them. And then, oh wait, I'm commingling my stories again. Sorry. No, but that's just god awful. It just is. Anyway, nothing against the actress, and it's not her fault. It's just the most horrible, drawn out storyline ever. I mean, it started out bad, it's gotten worse. And it just keeps going. I mean, anyway.
Well, to my knowledge, Cassie DePaiva sent out a text a little while ago saying that she's supposed to be in some really interesting stuff. And saying this is one of the best scripts she's ever had in her career.
Wow.
So,
I've been hearing a lot of different ones.
I respect that coming from her. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be interesting to see and to know and to watch and see what she's going to be doing. I know that they just came back from, I say staycation instead of vacation. They just came back, and before they went on the hiatus, she sent a text out saying it's one of the best scripts she has ever read in her life.
Career.
So, and she's been acting for 4 minutes. So,
Christian Alfonso tweeted something saying that she's all excited. So. And I know it sounds like Teo's excited too about all the. I mean, he has lots. He's been working a lot, so. So that's
good.
Awesome.
Good.
I mean, that's promising. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
my. You know my because you know who my favorite. You know the Kate.
Yes. We got to hook those two up.
I get a little frustrated because there's still. I mean, I love all the. You know, I was an '80s fan. I love all of this, but I just hope Kate, who's been there for 20 years. 20 plus years as far as the character goes. I just hope they don't forget her because she's a pivotal character in town and she could go off with any of these stories. But of course, as Marianne and I have been talking about, we really hope that somehow this Andre and Kate thing happens because that would be hot. That would be fun.
I can't see how they could not go back there to that tango and do the tango again.
Tango. Oh my gosh.
Even if you want to have a triangle with her and Tony or and Andre
fun.
And whoever. And even A. Martinez, whatever, the three of them.
Yeah, we don't know what A's character's name is yet, do we?
Who's that, A. Martinez? No, we don't know for sure.
We don't know his character's name. But you wouldn't
the
it be
character,
cool to have...
I don't, but he's working
I think Kate needs to be the meat in between that sandwich of Andre and whoever A is playing. That would be
That's a nice sandwich right there, boy.
Does that mean Clyde Weston? Is Clyde Weston gone then?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I like him too. I just my
Clyde?
Thing is, Clyde's cute. I mean, I like him with her too.
So I guess that would be a square then.
That's true. I just want Kate to have all the fun. Okay. No, I don't know. I just think that would be fun. I mean, I don't know. They tweeted that picture, and we don't know what it all means. But I think it would be
it's like
fun
a tease or just a picture of just them working there. But or is it well, we need Teo to tweet some pictures too, so we're getting on him to do that.
He needs a picture with Lauren and him. Yeah, Lauren Teo picture.
Yes, I did message that to him. So yeah, we do need to see that. So and he did say to somebody that they need to see pictures, and he said soon. But we know how Teo is with his soon, so we'll see.
It's like there's Hoochie soon and there's Teo soon, and Hoochies are much faster.
And Hoochies
are
much faster,
fast.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
As we all know,
it takes Teo a while to catch up, but whatever. So.
I guess they are sore edging the kids because there was a Twitter out on Facebook according to Jason 47 that Theo is
he's leaving.
Gone. Yeah,
he's gone.
That what?
Yes,
T's leaving.
Oh, T is gone?
Yeah. And Jeremiah, he can go. I don't care about Jeremiah, but yeah. And Theo?
No news on Sierra yet. I like their little girl.
They got to keep her little.
They got to keep her because she's adorable, and she so plays the bad seed angle so well. Oh, my gosh, that kid is good. And she's just such the perfect casting for Hope. I mean, they could not have picked a more perfect kid for her to play Bo and Hope's kid. You know, they just couldn't.
Yeah.
She started so little, but she's really grown into a really good actress. She can play it sweet, but she can play it, boy, sarcastic as heck. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got her own little reputation of being a little you know, like even Roman said he, I can't remember what he was talking about one day, but he was saying something about he got, maybe it was the phones or something. He's like, yeah, I just go, he goes, I just have Sierra figure it out for me or something. Because they
figure it out,
lot,
or,
but she's
yeah.
worth it.
Yes, yeah, he had, she probably,
like,
he had a payer or something.
Her,
to
she
do
charges
stuff.
Her
yes,
uncle, her great
charging
uncle.
Him. That was kind of yeah, we did
that
see Roman
funny.
And Caroline have a little bit of
that was a
Jane
sweet,
there
that
about
was a
her.
Sweet scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About her, I guess, you know, her dementia or what, Alzheimer's, I don't know what, you know, about something about, oh, not seeing Sammy or something. And here she must have just been out there. He says, Mom, you were just out there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So.
But then once they started talking, she started remembering some things. But that's so hard.
Girls, don't be mad at me, but I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to Miss Melanie. For coming in there for that short period of time and closing that story out, because Brady
well,
could not
good,
get out.
Well, that's good,
because
I hated to see her go. That Teresa won. She needed to fight.
But you know what, Teresa didn't win. Teresa really didn't win. I mean, Melody makes, she made perfect sense. You know, if you would have just left it alone, Teresa, you would have got exactly what you wanted. But now
I missed that whole aspect too, so I got to go back and watch some of that.
Well, she left because she really loved Brady and didn't want, you know, the baby, and you know that Brady had to make a with the baby, you know, and she knew Teresa was going to make trouble for the baby, and you know, and she didn't want to come between. She left because she loved Brady. Yeah.
So does Brady have custody of the baby then?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the baby?
No, they made this agreement that neither one of them can leave Salem for a year. So they're joint custody, so far as we know.
Okay.
But I think Brady might be. He told the one lady he has to keep one step ahead of Teresa because he knows how Teresa. So. Yeah, I kind of, Melanie kind of grew on me. Kind of was liking, her better than Teresa.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I don't know. I think they're trying to redeem Teresa a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
Well, the look on
like
Teresa's
a rabbit
face
snake.
When she,
yeah.
The look on Teresa's face when she learned that Eve did. Oh my gosh, that was funny.
Yes. And then she rubbed it in JJ's face. She came over to the house, rubbed it in JJ's face about it.
We need some old villains. You know what?
That's just enter Andre stage left.
How the hell does that happen? How does that happen?
What?
I mean. So the last time we saw Teo Panglis, who's the one that got killed? Was it him? Was it Andre or was it Tony? Which one was it?
Well, they both did. Tony had a mistake through the heart. Yeah, Tony had the stake through the heart, which I don't still say he's dead because he fell on that stake. And Andre, Sean Brady, turned off his life support. And that's how Andre supposedly died.
What the hell?
But we all know that Stefano or anybody can supersede anything, any natural death.
We know EJ's not dead either. EJ's not dead. You know, he might pop back up somewhere too. But this is Andre coming back.
Kristen's
probably not dead either. I'm sure she's at the. She's not
I
at
really
the bottom.
I wish
of
they bring
left.
Bart. I wish they bring Bart back too. That would be.
Yeah,
fun.
I'd like to see Bart come back. Yeah, him and Andre would be fun together. They were always.
That would be fun.
Yeah. He's coming back. Tim's coming back as Andre, but you never know. They can be twists and turns in that. Who knows?
You never know. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. You know. So. I'd like to see him play.
I just hope we get the feel of the old, of the, you know, probably the last time I really felt like it was old school days was in 2007 when Teo came back that time. I felt like with the Tony and Anna reunion, or Tony and Andre, and then Tony and Anna and all that, that during that period, that summer, that really felt like the old days, you know, because Patch and Bo were trying, and they were trying to break into the Demira Mansion, all that. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that time, and then Anna and Tony's reunion, all that. But anyway, so But I think it's just going to be so nice to see that man on camera again on our.
Yeah, and it sounds like from what he's tweeting that he has a lot of scenes with a lot of different people, so he's interacting with a lot
Good.
Of people, a lot of characters.
Good.
That
should be fun.
I hear Dina Hack Higley is on her medication, so hopefully she'll be bad. She'll be writing bad stuff. For a minute, I think Josh is writing. I'm not really sure if they have who's doing what, but Josh tweets a lot more than Dina does.
Mm-hmm.
He always
mm-hmm.
says we got devious days coming up, murderous days
mm-hmm.
coming up, mystery, all
mm-hmm.
this other stuff. I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm liking this.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
tell Felicia to stay on her medication. We'll be all right.
So, what else?
Well,
I'm gonna
have to leave, guys, but just wanted to join you for a little bit and
yeah,
say hi.
I'm gonna cut it short, like shorter than usual. But yeah,
okay.
Thanks for calling
All
in.
All right, well, good talking
okay.
to you. Good talking to you,
uh-huh.
Kenneth. Take care.
All right, love you.
Bye
bye.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Mama Hooch. Bye.
Okay. Bye. So, what other observations do you have, Kenneth? Before we
Lucas
go.
Mom, what's that girl? Yeah, that's
yeah.
fun to watch. Will is a train wreck.
Somebody needs to slap him.
He's I really like I'm liking the relationship between John and Paul, that could be very interesting. It could be very interesting with what's coming up. We've got the new writers and all this stuff going on. So I wonder where that's going to go as far as their relationship, because he's still with the show. He's not going anywhere. I'm hoping that they'll make being interesting or something. They need to do something with him, with that particular character, because it's not working right now. He's good to look at, but he needs to have something to do.
Right. So I'm wondering now, with Freddie Smith leaving, I heard that they're supposed to recast Sonny, so maybe they're still going to do that whole get Paul and Sonny together again if they recast Sonny. They've been talk about that. I don't know.
It was another thing. Didn't they cast a fitness model or something?
I don't know.
I don't remember his name. But they cast a fitness model, and I don't know. The name of his character hasn't been revealed yet, so I don't know.
Because I don't know what they're going to do with Will. I don't know if they're going to put Will and Paul together, so just about, Sonny would be missed, I think. So, I don't know. There are a lot of characters going, and a lot of new ones, and a lot of old new ones, new old ones coming back on, so.
Oh, Jason Cook,
yes, he's coming back on.
And not Bill, but their daughter. What's her daughter's name?
Claire.
Claire.
Are they going to source her? Probably.
Yes.
And then Joey, Stephen Kayla's son, he'll
uh-huh.
be over so far. They'll be about the same age, yeah. They're kind of related, so. Yeah.
So. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting to see how that all works out. Goes back to my, which is going to go back to my question. How in the hell they paying all these folks?
How are they paying all these? I don't know. Getting the money somewhere, I guess. Because you got some big ones coming back, you know what I mean?
And
on contract too.
Oh yes, oh yes. And I'm hoping that we have more scenes in different places other than just the hospital and Horton Square.
Yeah, they got to do the they need their scenery and the sets need to be a little better than what they are. They've downsized the Demira Mansion. I mean, that's just that little den room. You know, before you used to come into the big foyer there with the steps that went up. Now they don't even have that anymore. They just walk into that little den or whatever it is, and there's Stefano sitting on the chair, on the couch. So, I don't know. Even the big, even doesn't even look like the Kiriakis Mansion got smaller, too. I don't know. Maybe with the new writers, they'll change that.
I don't know. I just hope they don't mess it up. That's all.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. We can make it past. I don't know if they'll make it past 50. You know, until next. They have till next year, and then it's up again after I think 2016.
Well, just have to remain positive. I think we should just put all the love that we can behind the show, a lot of positive energy behind the show. I'm not there, so I don't know, but it seems like that they're making a valued effort to save it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I think they're trying with this 50th and bringing the people back. Now after that's over, come next year, how long are they going to stay? How long will they be back for, and will they keep them? That's what I'm curious.
Hoping they have a plan.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, I guess no one else is calling in tonight, so. I think we covered just about everything, so. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, that's all I had for tonight. As always, love you guys, and
okay.
I look forward to talking to you guys very, very soon, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Kenneth.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I think we've covered just about everything, and I think some people are having trouble calling in, so we're just going to wrap it up now. And thanks, everybody, and hopefully we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.